This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So when I was practicing years ago, there wasn't a lot of medication I could use for anti-obesity drugs or to help people lose weight. There was phentermine, which is a stimulant, and it suppresses the appetite, but eventually you get used to it. Doesn't seem to work as well a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks in. And people eventually go off of it, or they don't like the way they feel on it. They get headaches, their heart races. Maybe they don't like the side effects, or they don't like that they're taking it and they don't seem to be losing weight. They stop it, and then the weight comes back up. With phentermine, it's an art. There's a choreography you need to really, really stick to, and you need to also understand that when you do lose weight quickly, you almost need to plateau to get your body to relearn this is your new weight. And sometimes you could plateau for a month or two. Once people plateau, they give up their exercise regimen, they give up their diet regimen, and, you know, yeah, okay. There was Meridia. Meridia was a medication we used to lose weight, but it had the side effect of raising blood pressure. There was the medication, and I don't know why it's it had an X in it. It was the one that made you, it gave you gas. And people would soil their underwear, and I think they still sell it over the counter. And so that wasn't a popular one. People didn't seem to like that. So I didn't really write a lot of these medications. Well, there are newer medications now that we found that we've been using for diabetes. And some of these drugs we use for diabetics, we've been seeing weight loss, whether it's Byetta, whether it's Saxenda. So there's some medications that are out there that seem to, especially if you're pre-diabetic, be fantastic, kill two birds with one stone. We're going to lower your insulin resistance. We are going to lower your sugar production in your liver. We're going to increase insulin sensitivity. Metformin, glucophage, causes some people to lose weight. And so maybe we can also use this as a weight loss drug. Well, the problem we have is insurance companies might be okay paying for these fancy new medications when it comes to diabetes. But if you're doing it strictly for weight loss, many insurance companies say hell to the no. And Saxenda, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, that's about $1,700 a month. That's an expensive drug. And so there was a report, and let me see if I could find the doctor who prescribed it. A Dr. Carolyn Apovian is an obesity specialist at Brigham and Women's Hospital. She prescribed Saxenda, which is an approved weight loss drug. It's FDA approved, but the patient insurance wouldn't pay for it. Her pharmacy charged her $1,500 a month, which is a little cheaper, but still $1,500 a month. And she complained to her insurer. The patient, her name was, Maya Cohen. She tried to talk to insurance. She had Medicare. Medicare would not cover it. And a lot of patients are frustrated. I get patients that call me too going, look, okay, I'm trying to lose weight so I don't get diabetes, so I don't get the stroke, so I don't get the heart issues, so I don't get the back issues. Won't insurance companies pay for it? Well, because remember, the purpose of the insurance company is to make money. The purpose of the insurance company is to, you know, make profits. And yes, they do want to help individuals, but remember, the ACA, gave them guidelines that now cost them more money. So if it's not a part of the essential benefits that it has to cover, many of you noticed less got covered after the ACA because they're like, oh, all they mentioned was only this has to be covered, so we don't have to cover the rest. So they got to pay for birth control. That's, you know, they don't necessarily have to pay for weight loss drugs. And I know a lot of the public is mixed because they think, well, why should we be paying these higher medical costs? Why is my insurance premium high? Because somebody needs a $1,700 a month obesity drug. And sadly, that ends up happening. Your insurance rates are higher because that insurance company has to pay for birth control. They have to pay for screening colonoscopies. They have to pay for mammograms. They have to pay for, you know, childbirth, prenatal care, things like that. I think insurance should, but we don't really have a type of system where you get an insurance for your particular needs. It's kind of a one-size-fits-all. So if you don't need mammograms, you still have to help, you know, others pay for theirs. If you don't need weight loss drugs, you have to help others pay. But in the long run, the reason why many of us doctors support insurance companies paying for these things, because in the long run, it'll all cost us anyway. You know, if you have a society that is overweight and does have back issues and can't work and you know, doesn't want to go to work and, you know, or gets a leg amputated because of diabetes, that ends up costing you. What Medicare has to spend, what Medicaid has to spend, ends up coming on us. So personally, I would like the weight loss addressed early on so we don't have all the complications. But man, it's expensive. So my question to you is, you know, should insurance companies and therefore us pay for obesity drugs? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the first thought some critics will have is, okay, you know what? It's their fault. They ate the chocolate. They didn't exercise. It's on them. As a doctor, I could tell you there is a select percentage of people where the obesity isn't their fault, where they're on 800 calories a day. They exercise, and they just have they have a metabolic issue or a genetic issue where they just don't lose weight like some of these other people that are super skinny, which also brings up the subject, should weight loss surgery be covered as well? A lot of times weight loss surgery is not. And so, you know, is it always on the person? No, it's not always. There is a lot of responsibility on people who are overweight. But sadly, there are some that aren't. So, you know, these drugs are just so expensive. If the drug was cheap, I don't think it'd be much of an issue. But a $1,700 a month drug for Medicare to pay, it gets people starting to debate. 1-877-DOCDALI, oh boy.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so we are going to now talk about true love. No, it's not going to be it's not going to be sappy. This concept of true love, where you see somebody for the first time and you're like, dang, you're like, whoa. I don't think I've ever had that. When I met my husband, I was dating somebody else at the time, and I thought he was cute, but it wasn't love at first sight. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I love my husband, but it wasn't love at first sight because I was into somebody else at the time. Now, I understand a lot of people can fall in love while they're with somebody else. I get you could love more than one person. But I don't think I've ever experienced, per se, love at first sight, except I remember watching Lord of the Rings and leaving that movie theater going, gosh, I really, really liked Aragorn. You know, and so maybe, but love at first sight has to be mutual. You know, you see somebody within the first minute or two, you just get the feeling like this is somebody you need to be with the rest of your life. Well, that's something that's been in fairy tales. It's been in movies. Well, apparently, there is a study that says, actually, this is biological and it can be true. So this recent study shows that mutual romantic interest and sexual attraction during a first date is not necessarily up to fate, but could be the couple's bodies being in tune with each other. Now, this is a study published in Scientific Reports. And according to researchers, Dr. Shir Atsil of the Department of Psychology at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem, they said, we found that successful dates are characterized by increased electrodermal synchrony in the first 2 minutes. Connecting with a partner depends on how well we can synchronize our bodies. We specialize in studying parent-infant bonding, and we have already seen the same thing here. So they believe that what ends up happening is your body picks up on something else with the partner that makes you realize you guys are in sync. Now, that I believe. Well, I believe in fate. I believe God has a plan. But I do believe that there are some people where the body chemistry is just there. Now, I know this because I'm close to a lot of people. And I've had a lot of friends. I've also had a lot of guy friends. And with some of my guy friends, a lot of my guy friends, they've been very, very good looking. But not anybody I think I would be in sync with. And I think there is a chemistry. I think your body picks up on it. This was even before Corey. I had tons of guy friends. And, you know, the ones I felt I really, really liked, we actually ended up dating. But the ones where I'm like, no, I love you to death. I'd give you a kidney if you needed to. But I just don't see us being mates. I really do believe there is something biological. Because, they were good-looking guys. They're, you know, and I'm sure they were attracted to me at some level, but not enough. So, and then that also said, I don't really find myself very attractive. So for somebody to want to sleep with me, there has to be some other force. I don't know what it is. Usually alcohol. So they say the authors said that they published a study that first dates, according to Fox News, resulting in a mutual romantic interest were characterized by electrodermal synchrony, which measures the changes in the resistance of skin to an electrical current based on sweat gland activity stimulated by the sympathetic nervous system and attunement of behavior. They looked at 46 heterosexual dates during a 5-minute speed dating experiment. They recorded the naturally occurring patterns of electrodermal activity using a wristband. The team also recorded the speed dates on video, performed a video analysis that looked at the behavior movements of each person during the date. That included motions such as nodding, shifting legs, arm movements. The researchers then calculated the couple's co-regulation during the date. I know now it doesn't even sound sexy. This doesn't even sound sexy at all. Science really knows how to deflate someone's interest. They say after the first date, the couple assessed their romantic interest and sexual attraction to each other. The author said that when a man and a woman, now again, they only studied heterosexual couples, are highly synchronous and attuned during a date, their mutual romantic and sexual interest was also high. So they think this proves that sexual romantic attraction in humans involves the social adjustment of your sympathetic nervous system and picking up on some of the motor behaviors. Now, that also means that you might be able to adapt and learn how to, you know, attract somebody and how to make certain moves. I don't like the idea of trying to win somebody over. I don't like the idea because I notice people will kind of go out of their way to not be themselves. And then what happens is you end up marrying and then all of a sudden the truth comes out. And they're like, really? That's how you look without makeup? I made sure when I dated Corey that he saw me without makeup. I needed him. I just couldn't. I could not deal with the blow of him seeing me for the first time without makeup in a muumuu and going, ah, you know, I was like, you know, look. And I remember, you know, the first time I let him see me without makeup and, you know, I watched it. I watched his facial expressions and all that. He acted like he didn't care. You know, and I do think he cared. I look a lot different without makeup. But You know, we were in sync, and we felt it. We felt that we were in sync. I mean, it took a few years until we started dating officially. But so, you know, many of you are single. Many of you have not found true love. You thought you might have been in love. You might have had a marriage. Didn't end up the way it should have. And so with your next, shall we say, romantic endeavor, you want to get it right. Now, some of you are like, no. I just, you know, want to have sex. That's great. But some of you are like, look, I got hit really bad with this last one, and I don't want to make that mistake. So my recommendation is, first, don't force it. Just because somebody's good looking, don't force it. A lot of you force it to make it happen. You're like, well, you know what? This person checks all the boxes. They check all the boxes. They're perfect. You know, I don't see us fighting. I can compromise. I'm going to make this work. And again, you can't be too picky. I get that. But if you feel like you have to work and not be yourself, that relationship will never, ever last. If you feel like you're only attracted to them if the lights are out, you know, that's a problem. It's a problem for my husband. Daytime sex doesn't seem to happen as often as nighttime sex. So, you know, those are things that are going to come up. In terms of body language with a date, let's say all your flags or all your radar is dinging and you're like, hey, this is the one, this is the one. Many of you blow it with your, as they spoke, motor movements. Many of you blow it with some of what you do. Remember I told you women hate when you argue with the waiter or when you are a jerk if you're going to a movie. And you, women hate that. Some guys, they do that all the time. Like, I want to look like a tough guy. We hate that. We don't like conflict. We don't want drama. Play it cool. You know? Go, look, I understand you guys are understaffed. I appreciate you. Just, you know, we need some water when you get a chance. And that's way cooler than, I asked you for water. What's the holdup? Okay? You know, so don't blow it when you're on a date. The other thing, too, is don't get into their face too close, but also don't have this, I sit back. Sit back like I'm in my throne, all right? Getting close to somebody, you want that lean in. You want that vulnerability. You want that I'm talking to you. But this, you know, sit back and take it all in, not very attractive, okay? You know, also the way you eat, you know, with dates, if you, you know, are a noisy eater, you know, and it's very coarse and harsh, and you swallow the food fast, you know, because, you know, you're just kind of eating to get through the end so you get to the end. No. Take it slow. Make it that you're there, not because you're hoping to have sex at the end and you're just trying to get dinner because it's just a rite of passage. No. Make, you know, act like you're there for them. You might not be that hungry. You might want to take some food home. Offer to share some of your food, things like that. Women love to share what's on their plates. I don't know about all women, but I love that. I'm like, here, do you want to try some mine? You know, that kind of thing. You know, so that you guys are bonding, that you have that closeness. And you know, take your time. I mean, if you're in a hurry, you could let them know, look, I have a meeting, I have this, but, you know, I want to make sure, you know, we spend time, so I want to call you after my meeting, or I want to, you know, see you again. Make sure you have some sort of that closure. And I keep saying this, you know, for those of you that really want to have sex right away, if she's not there or your partner's not there, you could really ruin it. Now, I get you don't want to be spending a lot of money and spending years with somebody that isn't going to, you know, have sex with you. I get that. But, you know, your first date, for crying out loud, I don't think you should bring up sex. You should be bringing up sex on the first date. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't boy.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no stopping the pain at the pump. Drivers are seeing a new record high of $4.71 a gallon, up 4 cents from yesterday. AAA updating the national average overnight. Some stations in California are already charging $8 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com tells Fox News the prices are only going to continue to increase.
Things continue to spiral out of control. I expect we could see the national average hit the $5 a gallon mark by mid-June.
The Biden White House is trying to reinstate the mask mandate for airplanes due to a spike in COVID cases. In a filing this week, lawyers with the Justice Department arguing the authority falls easily within the jurisdiction of the CDC. In April, a federal judge found the mask mandate was unconstitutional. This is USA Radio News. The United States has added more than 2 million immigrants to its population since President Biden took office in 2021. The vast majority of them here illegally, according to a new report from the Center for Immigration Studies. The study also saying at the current pace of growth, 14.9% of residents will be immigrants as of sometime next year, topping the record set around the turn of the 20th century. That's a half decade earlier than the Census Bureau's last calculation. Oklahoma Police Chief Wendell Franklin says a suspected shooter at the Tulsa hospital underwent back surgery last month before allegedly killing four people.
Mr. Lewis purchased a semi-automatic 40 caliber Smith & Wesson pistol on May the 29th from a local pawn shop.
Franklin added officers arrived in the building and believe the suspect killed himself when police announced themselves. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. I don't know why things fall off the desk. I tell you, man, you know, when you have a studio, you think it's like going to be completely clean, and there's always stuff in here, and I don't know why. All right, so you cannot escape the rising prices of gas. I filled up my tank yesterday, and I have a used Corvette, $78. Just for the tank. And the tank was a little bit less than a quarter full. So it probably cost me about $90, probably $90 to $100 to fill up the tank. And that was with 10 cents off for grocery rewards. So that's a lot of money. And in California, I was just in California, some of the prices were in the high $6. And there are some gas stations in California where it's over $8 a gallon. You've seen the pictures. This is not good. In fact, what's also not good is our dependency on other countries. And in fact, we're being told that Biden may visit Saudi Arabia to help deal with our gas issues. Now, I don't understand why we're not independent with everything going on, with everything we're seeing with Russia and what Europe's going through with Russia. I don't understand why we're not making our own and why we're not, but that's, again, you know. So, President Joe Biden, we're being told, is likely to visit Saudi Arabia later this month as part of an international trip for NATO and a group of seven meetings, according to people familiar with the matter and in Times of India reporting this. But Biden will probably meet Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, and he's, if the name sounds familiar, obviously he's the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, and the president does blame him for the 2018 murder of the U.S.-based columnist in the kingdom's Istanbul consulate. So the Saudi Arabia trip was likely. Not yet confirmed that he's going to meet with the Crown Prince, but while he's there, people are putting pressure on Biden to do something about the gasoline prices. And so I wouldn't be surprised if he, you know, makes some moves that increases our imports from Saudi Arabia. Now, President Biden yesterday did acknowledge, not very clearly, but he acknowledged that Americans would be feeling the pain from skyrocketing food and gas prices for some time to come. He said that the idea we're going to be able to click a switch, bring down the cost of gasoline, is not likely in the near term, nor is it with regard to food, he told reporters during a White House event with baby formula manufacturers. So nationwide gas prices is about $4.67, the highest on record, on average. I don't see those prices in my area. We're in the upper fives where I live. You know, I mean, I think there was one gas station I saw near the strip that might have been at $4.99 for the, you know, lowest. But for the most part, we're easily in the fives. So when they say Nevada is in the $4, it's an average. And most of the places I've seen are definitely high up in the fives. Some even in the sixes. So this we're going to have to deal with it. This is the way it is. Probably was not the best look or the best optic. You know, we kind of get this feeling, and, you know, I'm not here to criticize Joe Biden or glorify him or flatter him. But the one thing I think this administration seems to be is kind of sleepy. You know, I mean, they'll speak out on some things right away, but when it has to do, like, with the formula, you know, when it has to do with, you know, the variants of COVID, and we're still using a three-year-old, a vaccine made for a three-year-old virus, it starts to kind of beg the question, what are they passionate about, and when are they going to move and get moving on this? Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, as we spoke about, acknowledged that she was wrong about inflation being transitory. I don't understand how the Treasury Secretary, when you and I and all of us could have guessed that inflation was going to be here to stay for a while and then probably lead to a recession, how could the Treasury Secretary of the United States get that wrong? She said, I was wrong then about the path that inflation would take. As I mentioned, there have been unanticipated large shocks to the economy that have boosted energy and food prices and supply bottlenecks that have affected our economy badly that I, at the time, didn't fully understand, but we recognize that now. We've known COVID was going to be an issue. We knew there was going to be some sort of world unrest. You know, once, you know, you had the watchful eye of Trump and the formidableness of him leave. We knew that there was going to be changes in how consumers spend because they lost a lot of money during COVID. And those that were getting, you know, extra money with unemployment benefits were eventually, that was going to stop. And eventually they were going to have to pay rent again. So we knew there were going to be shifts. So I predicted a recession. I think most of us have. I don't understand why the Treasury Secretary didn't. You know, and I know everybody's saying, but yeah, but it's, you know, the war. The war is a big factor. People could say nobody saw that coming. I didn't necessarily see it coming prior to this year. I thought China was going to act first. You know, I'll admit that. I did not expect Putin to act as quickly. I did expect Putin to do something during the Biden administration, but it did seem to develop pretty quickly. So, you know, Biden seems to be, you know, this is, you know, $2 trillion Build Back Better plan. And, you know, he even said, we can't take immediate action that I'm aware of yet to figure out how we bring down the price of gasoline back to $3 a gallon. We can't do that immediately with regard to food prices either. But we can compensate by providing for other necessary costs for families by bringing those down. That reduces the inflation for that family. So what he's saying is, well, you know, if you give families money, which is something California was thinking about, then maybe it will help them. But it's that whole thing, you could teach a man, you could give a man a fish, or you could teach him to fish, right? Give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Teach him how to fish, you feed him for a life. All right, we need to deal with the, maybe not the best analogy, I'm sorry, I always have to, every show, throw in an analogy. And I'll try to learn some more that'll actually apply. But what I'm trying to say is, if there's a long-term problem, you know, giving somebody an extra $600, giving somebody an extra $500, giving them a stimulus check of $1,200, it's really nice that month. You know, that month, that's fantastic. But if rent is going to continue to go up, if you know, if prices are going to continue to go up, that doesn't last. And you don't have enough money to give every family $1,200 a month. I know Andrew Yang had spoken about, you know, well, let's do guaranteed income. You know, let's just give everybody money. Where's the money coming from? Well, Pete, you know, we have student loans, taxes. No, I don't think they're collecting that much with student loans. Those are on pause. Half the country doesn't pay taxes. We have at least 2 million immigrants. They say most of them illegal. Are they paying taxes? They might be paying, you know, sales tax on things, but, you know, we don't really have a very robust tax collection system. We spend a crap load on the IRS. So I worry because my patients, what are they gonna skimp on? They're gonna skimp on medications, and they do. They're gonna skimp on medical care. I have patients calling in, and they obviously have to go to the ER. Like, I can't spend the money on that right now. So they try to get free care over the phone, and there's only so much we can do. And the longer you wait having an appendicitis attack or a pancreatitis flare-up or a mass in your breast, the more it's going to cost you because now you're going to have more severe treatment if we can intervene at all, if it's too late. So I need gas to go down. I need food to go down because I need people going back and spending on, you know, for the healthcare needs they need. You know, they might need to, you know, take their blood pressure medication or their cholesterol medication. And what do I find out people are doing? They're stretching it out. They go, oh, I could save $30. And they need to save that $30 because to fill up their gas tank is $80 to $100. So, 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702 702- 562-8800. And drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you have asked questions about what happened yesterday in a Tulsa medical center where two doctors were killed, a receptionist was killed, and a patient was killed. And then the shooter, killed himself, turned the gun on himself. And for reasons being a quote-unquote botched back surgery. And from what we understand, he purchased a Smith & Wesson, it's an AR-15 type rifle. I thought it was a pistol, though. And he went to a St. Francis Hospital Medical Center that was next to the hospital saying, "Where's Dr. Phillips? Where's Dr. Phillips?" So my guess is Dr. Phillips came out and he had just seen him and he had performed surgery on him a week or two prior. And he got shot. His associate got shot Receptionist got shot, and from what we understand, a patient. Receptionist Amanda Green has died. William Love, the patient. Dr. Stephanie Hussein, his colleague, and then Dr. Preston Phillips had been shot when Michael Lewis, 45 years old, entered the medical center. Investigators found 37 shell casings in total, 30 from the gun, 7 from... Actually, he had a rifle and a handgun. And he had purchased a handgun at a local pawn shop on May 29th. Now, his beef, from what we understand, was that he had surgery, was discharged from the hospital May 24th, but had lingering back pain. And I don't know the exact surgery, so I can't say if it was a discectomy or a fusion or a laminectomy. But it was he had a spinal surgery done, and he still had lingering pain. He kept calling. He actually saw the doctor on May 31st. I'm not sure what happened in that, you know, interaction. And sadly, he came in the next day and then shot multiple people. So, it's very complex what happens with the doctor-patient relationship. And, you know, we're not going to get too many details immediately, but I know many medical professionals and those of you who work for medical professionals are a little freaked out. And shootings seem to happen in medical centers, you know, almost even more frequent than schools and, you know, other random stores. And medical centers, as I said earlier in the previous hour, medical centers become a target because patients feel rejected. A lot of patients, you know, may have mental illness. Some may be in pain. And so they focus their anger and their frustration on who they feel could be the source of that. And in Las Vegas, we had multiple physicians shot. Some lived, some didn't. And they were mostly related to pain medication. And a lot of doctors in Las Vegas just stay out of it. They don't want to, they don't want to be a target. They don't want their receptionists, their staff to be targets. And I hear more and more because of all the new opioid rules and everything going on that, you know, a lot of doctors, like, I just don't write them anymore. Me personally, I haven't written a controlled substance in years because I closed my office to teach. And then when I got hired by a telemedicine company, you don't do controlled substances over the phone. So I haven't written a controlled substance in years. Well, imagine if most of the doctors are doing that. Where are people going to get pain medication? And so there's this term called failed back surgery that some of you sadly are familiar with, where you're in pain, you have back surgery, and it doesn't handle the pain. And some of you are in more pain than when you started. Having back pain and having back surgery is difficult. It's challenging. And I don't know if I'm ever going to need back surgery. I'm assuming at some point I will. You know, with my running and skiing history and all that, I'm pretty sure I've got some pathology in that back that, you know, eventually is going to catch up with me. And it's not just about back spasms. It could be about numbness or tingling in your legs. It could be pain that radiates down the legs. And even though we have a lot of things out there, sometimes there's only so much you could do. And when people are recovering from back surgery, they're in pain for weeks. I'm not sure if Mr. Lewis didn't understand that you know, the pain could persist and, you know, it could take a while. But, I mean, add mental illness on top of that, there's no reason he should have done what he did. But a lot of his doctors are very, very aware that we're vulnerable, that our staff is vulnerable, and the patients are vulnerable when they're in pain. For any of you that have ever been in pain, it's horrible. Having been post-op, having been in labor, I couldn't imagine. Luckily, my pain had an end. I delivered the baby. You know, I recovered from my surgery. But there's many people out there where their pain is lifelong. And it does something to you. You know, people will stereotype women around their periods as being grumpy. Women as being erratic, emotional. I don't know if you've ever had bad menstrual cramps, but it's debilitating. And for me, it wasn't not only the cramps, but I get bad headaches. So for me, when I'm in pain, I isolate. I don't go out and then pick fights. You know how like a rabid dog will be aggressive because the rabies is affecting the brain. When I'm in pain, I don't get aggressive. I isolate. And so my family knew that, you know, I was in pain if I wasn't around. Because, again, if I'm in pain, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to bark at somebody. I don't want to be grumpy. And, you know, I'm just going to, you know, take a hot shower. I'll take a Tylenol. I'll try to take my migraine medicine, do what I have to. Thank God I don't have migraines anymore since it's hysterectomy. But, you know, I understand that being in pain is miserable. And some people just can't take it anymore, which is why I had, you know, told you guys last year or 2 years ago, when suicides were up, how many of those were due to pain? We started to really limit pain medication prescribing in 2017, 2018. Well, if somebody goes to their doctor and they go, sorry, we're out. Well, we don't write that anymore. We just can't risk losing our license. We have all these rules. We just don't manage it. Where are people going for their pain? And if somebody can't find relief for their pain, they hurt themselves. They might end their life. So, you know, one, this shooting in Tulsa means we have multiple issues. One is we have, you know, shooting issues. We have safety issues. We don't have protection for people at work. And now, the police got there within a minute, so kudos to the police officers. But, you know, sadly, you know, we're very, very vulnerable for people that have weapons. And some of us might not have weapons on ourselves and to defend ourselves. It also brings up that, you know, we have people in pain. We have people with mental illness. And at any time, somebody could be a killer. I don't know much about Mr. Lewis's history. But, you know, for him to, gun down a couple physicians, a patient, a receptionist, you know, it's obviously he had mental illness. And so, I wish we had a better plan, and sadly we don't. And so my plan, I mean, for us, we got our concealed carry. And if there was a shooter that was going to come into the office, we were going to neutralize it. We had to, because, you know, waiting for the police and somebody, you know, possibly firing. I told you we had somebody walk into a random person, not even our patient, walk into our waiting room saying, I'm going to spray bullets. So we got the staff out of there. We got all the patients. We had them go out the back door. And then I talked the person down. He sat down. I knew immediately he wasn't a threat because he started taking off his shirt. So I couldn't see his gun. He didn't walk in with a gun. He said he was spraying bullets. We called 911. They came. We talked to him. We had him call his family. And it was a scary time, but it happens. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.